give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?
Welcome to Hopecasts, where our true stories brighten your day by providing insight and encouragement. I invite you to listen as my husband, Dr. Ken Brown, shares one of his amazing personal experiences that will inspire and stir your soul. Even in the challenges of life's darkest moments, you can always find a glimmer of hope through the love of God. So settle in, open your heart, and let's journey together through the power of storytelling.
Merely a pencil. When I was an impossibly young 17-year-old and attending a Brethren church, there was a friendly, kind-hearted man named Mr. West, who along with his sweet wife faithfully greeted the flock every Sunday. His first name was Harold, and his wife's name I never knew, but to me, to this day, they are forever encoded into my being as Mr. and Mrs. West, as I held them both in such high regard. They were respected elders in the church who were always there with a kind and supportive word, ready to pray for you and ask about your needs. They were the very definition of faithfulness and were always loving and gracious as they were greeters at the door week after week. But then one day, Mrs. West was not at her post. And surprisingly, I did not see her for several weeks. So I asked Mr. West, "Sir, where is your wife? I miss her." Mrs. West replied, "She is sick. She has the cancer," as that was the way old timers used to talk about this disease. Of course, I said, "I'm so sorry. I will pray for her to get better." However, Mrs. West apparently got sicker and sicker and sicker. So one day after church, maybe 3 or 4 months later, Mr. West said, "What are you doing after church today?" I quickly answered, "Anything that you need, sir, I will gladly help you." I was willing to cut his grass, move boxes, or help with whatever, but I had no idea how I could be of any assistance to Mr. West. Then he asked me, "Well, I would like you to come with me to visit Mrs. West after church." In the enthusiasm of youth, I breathlessly replied, "I'd be so glad to see your dear wife again. She's so nice. She always took a special interest in me at the door. She's such a sweet woman. I would be glad to see her and say hi to her." Well, immediately after the service, Mr. West drove me in his car to the hospital where his wife had been receiving care for several long months. We went up in the elevator. But before we entered her sterile room, Mr. West questioned, "Son, have you ever been in a cancer ward before? Have you ever seen someone that was about to die?" I seriously replied, "Yes, my aunt had cancer and my grandpa died of a heart attack." Mr. West replied, "Okay, I just want to prepare you for what you're about to see." But there was nothing that could have been said to prepare me for what I experienced that day. As soon as I entered that room, all that I could see was a grotesque mask of a human face with a piece of tight red flesh stretched up over the cheekbones and those bulging eyes poking out through empty sockets, the head tilting at an obscene angle with an open, drooling mouth through which sporadic gasps and rattle were escaping. This poor woman could not even recognize me or say anything or respond to anything in any way. In irreconcilable sorrow and with his voice cracking, Mr. West said, "This is my wife." I remained silent because Mr. West was so sad and Mrs. West was so distorted that it did not even look like her, like that elegant woman that I once knew. I was shocked. This nightmare vision hit me like a punch in the gut, and such sadness and horror filled my heart. and I've never been able to unsee this. Suddenly, Mr. West gently touched my shoulder and surprised me by saying in a strong, clear, and reassuring voice, "It's okay, because soon she won't be here. Soon she'll be in glory, and God will give her a new body." And then he said these strange words to me, "Son, I brought you here for a reason." I replied, "What's reason, sir?" Mr. West looked intently at me and asked, "What do you see in front of you?" So I stated the obvious. "I see your dear sick wife, who is at an extreme time in her life." Then Mr. West disagreed and emphatically said, "No, what you are seeing is merely a used up pencil stub. It's an old pencil that has been used right up to the metal nub. The rubber has long since worn off, and all that is left is just a half an inch, just the tiniest bit, not even enough to place your fingers around it, and all the lead is broken off. But once my dear wife was a brand new HB yellow pencil right out of the box, and God put her into his hand, placed her into the pencil sharpener, and then began to write his love story for many years onto the lives of many people. But soon, very soon, that pencil will be no more." Then Mr. West paused and gave me a searching gaze, looking into my heart, and questioned me, "Now, son, what do you think God does next?" With the depth and gravity of this conversation, I knew that whatever I said, it would probably be wrong. So I humbly asked him, "What is God going to do next?" Mr. West pulled me closer into him and leaned his kind face right near my forehead, and with quiet intensity stated, "God will just have to pick up another pencil to continue to write his story on the lives of others. Son, will you allow Jesus to share his love to others through you? Will you be that pencil?" His fervent words simply pierced my heart. And after seeing his beloved wife literally at death's door with the death rattle in her voice, I found myself saying, "Yes, yes, yes, oh yes, dear Lord, pick me, place me in your hands as your pencil, and use me in any way you want to communicate your love and write your story on anyone that you place in my life." That was all. That was all I remember. I know that somehow Mr. West brought me home. I don't remember how, but I'll never, ever forget that holy moment in the presence of that dying saint, dear Mrs. West, when God asked me if I would permit him to pick me up as his brand new pencil, then sharpen me and continue to write his amazing story of love in the lives of everyone that I meet. Since then, this has been the chronicle of my entire life for more than half a century. So may I ask all of you the same question? Will you allow the Lord to continue his work of sharing the love of God with others through you? Will you let the Lord use you as his pencil to write his life-giving story into the hearts of hurting people? I hope that you give a yes to God. May the Lord bless you and use you to continue his mission of life and love to everyone on this planet. If you like this story, then go on Taken TV, Spotify, or our YouTube channel, Hopecasts, to hear more. God bless you all.
Thank you for tuning into Hopecasts for inspiring stories that will touch your heart. If today's story encouraged you, then please subscribe to our channel and visit us at hopecasts.org to learn more. You can also watch the video version of this story and many more from Dr. Brown on our Hopecasts, YouTube, or listen on our Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music podcasts. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, and please share these stories with someone who really needs encouragement. May God bless you.
I've been searching and I've been seeking. It seems like you're nowhere to be found.
I'll do anything just to see you. If I close my eyes, will I see you now? 'Cause I know faith holds in what can be seen, but my hope feels like a distant dream. Give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around?